Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't know about you guys, but a game is 10 times more exciting when I'm putting my money on it. Sometimes I just have a really good feeling about a game and I just got to throw some money on it. Other times I got to bet my team because, well, they're my team. So whether you've been betting for years or it's your first time, make MyBookie the best place for you. They've been in business for years, got great reviews. And right now, if you do our promo code CHAIR, we'll match your deposit. So you throw 50, we'll give you 50 back. So what are you waiting on, guys? Go to MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code CHAIR and start making some money today. All right, guys. Welcome into another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. I'm your host, Vlad Harris. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Take a seat. Hashtag take a seat. Welcome in, guys. It's a happy Tuesday. I don't think I podcast all last week because we had a big upgrade, a big go live on Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. and I had to prepare for that. And really, I mean, there wasn't very much going on anyway. I mean, both basketball teams are on a skid and yeah, I mean, there was NBA All-Star Weekend, but wasn't really a whole lot going on. I mean, well, of course, we had some nice Pitt news, you know, as far as the athletics programs go, because, you know, well, actually more men's basketball and football, as they were all put on probation last week by the NCAA. I mean, Paul Zeiss mentioned on Twitter as well, we got guys, you know, from universities getting caught up in these federal cases where they're, you know, they're shuffling money around with shoe companies and whatnot. And here the NCAA comes after Pitt because they had just happened to have just too many coaches on their staff for football and basketball. So obviously, if you looked at the whole thing, Paterduzzi's got to sell like a practice or two, and they may lose like a recruiting day or a practice or one practice. It's, I mean, it's all out there. Kevin Stallings obviously was involved in the Pitt part of it, Pitt Hoops part of it. He, you know, if he decides ever to come back into coaching, which he probably won't, he will get suspended and he may lose some pay. You know, obviously, looking back now, well, Pitt obviously did the right thing. They turned themselves in. They did the. They investigated themselves and turned it in. And said, "Hey, yeah, we screwed up. Here you go. Do what you please. We did this." And then somebody said, "Okay, well, yeah, we're just gonna give you this." And pretty much it was all minor stuff. And I mean, did the NCAA really have to punish us for this? I mean, it's kind of stupid that they're punishing us for this, and they're putting, and the fact they're putting us probation for it as well. The probation part for 3 years is fucking stupid. I mean, yeah, just take away the practice and whatnot for the year. I mean, so what? I mean, it's not like we got a it's not like we gained a competitive advantage by having extra coaches, especially in basketball. Shit, we in basketball, we try to get competitive advantage and freaking we went winless in conference play in the ACC. So I don't know what we gained from it, if anything. Well, I mean, in football, I mean, at least in football, we keep the loss. No, we keep the win over Clemson. We keep that. We keep the Coastal Division crown. I mean, it's not like we cheated to get them anyway. It's not like we were stealing signals. We were, you know, paying money to recruits and using eligible players. I mean, the whole thing is just, I mean, the whole thing that we're on probation for 3 years is just stupid. It's dumb. The fact we're on probation is moronic. I won't try to name other examples of other schools that, you know, have done worse. And, of course, they got off easy because, mainly because they cried and they sued. Yeah, we won't go there. There's a bunch of them. It's not just one school. It's a bunch of them. So, I'll leave it at that. But you know how that goes. Looking back now to, like, you know, what happened here. Obviously, Kevin Stallings had a fractured relationship with the new boss, which happens. You know, when you get a new boss, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the boss has a preference of who they want, and of course they will, you know, they'll push the person out, or if they just, you know, they just don't want them in general. They know they're a dumpster fire and they want to bring in somebody else. But Kevin obviously knew his time was up and he just did some things. A whole bunch of it, actually. He was deleting practice film off the servers. I just don't understand why you want to delete practice film. I guess they... Pitt knew he was, I guess, doing some bad illegal stuff, and they caught him, and they promised it would stop, and it wasn't stopping. And he was, you know, they were watching him, and they were having signals to when these, you know, these watchdogs were coming in, and they were texting. I just thought it was funny, you know, it would be funny actually if every time Heather walked into the practice facility, you know, in the Pete, that somebody was banging on garbage cans. To, you know, to let them know that she was coming in. But looking back even further back, I think it does shed some more light on Jamie Dixon's departure from Pitt. You know, I said, you know, basically with him, you know, people said he was getting pushed out. You know what? He got a new boss. And the new boss obviously probably wanted some different things, expected different things for Jamie. And obviously it didn't, you know, they weren't going to probably work well together. And I think in Jamie Dixon's case, his departure from Pitt was probably a really wise move for him. Because I think if he would have stayed at Pitt, he probably ends up doing, you know, pre-game and post-game shows with John Rothstein, because his trajectory in the ACC, his program was on the downturn, and I know that basically we love to debate Jamie's, you know, time at Pitt, especially his final years. And it's kind of hard to bash Jamie because if you look at his record, you know, his record at Pitt speaks for itself. I mean, when he left Pitt, his final year, he had a 21-plus-1 team in the NCAA tournament, although that team barely made the tournament that year. There were some games that they could have lost easily. But you know what? He came up on top and he got to the tournament. And so, yeah, it's hard to bash what he was doing, but... Overall, he was a really great coach at Pitt. The Dixon era is going to be an era that we're never going to forget because it was a great era and it was a lot of fun basketball. Towards the end, though, it was not so fun. He went through some trial and tribulations. I mean, he did all he could to leave Pitt in a better place when he left. But when Scott Barnes came, his time pretty much was coming to an end. And I think he probably saw what was going on, and obviously Scott wanted him to do some things, possibly, and he just decided it was probably best for him to get out while he could. And now he's at TCU, and unfortunately what happened to him at Pitt is happening to him at TCU. But it's happening to him on a rapid pace. And also, what happened basically at TCU is happening at a rapid pace. You know, Jimmy lost for an entire class last year, and I guess they're having some trial tribulations this year. And on top of that, he tried to get out of TCU last year, and it failed miserably in his favor because, well, they wouldn't come down on his buyout. So, luckily for Jamie, Texas is falling apart. And so is USC. But I think if I'm choosing between the two, I think Texas probably doesn't go with him. Although Delcone, the guy who brought him to TCU, is there. Unless Delcone pulls a Scott Barnes and forces Dixon on Texas, which I don't think will happen because I just don't think he has the power to do that. John Balin's available now because he's out of the high school, the NBA. So I think if Jamie's probably gonna go anywhere, if he decides to leave, it's probably gonna be USC. But I think USC has wanted him before when he was at Pitt. But regardless, I mean, I can see why Jamie wanted out now, and I don't blame him for leaving. You got to do what you got to do. What's best for your career. But it goes to show what kind of, what kind of crap we're dealing with. And that's pretty much when Jeff Capel said he inherited a dumpster fire because Pitt Hoops, obviously, Jeff's obviously getting frustrated right now because they're losing games now. It's a long season. The team is wearing down, and I give him credit for battling back against UVA, but obviously they're just right now they're shorthanded more than ever, and they were hoping. One thing that was brought up, I mean, Jim Hammett brought it up in the on Twitter, is that they were hoping to bring someone to address the loss of Jared Wilson Frame, and Ryan Murphy really just hasn't totally addressed that yet because he was brought in to alleviate that, and he really hasn't. But this team is showing, a lot of improvement this year. They've won more conference games. And I think when we saw them winning more conference games is when, we got real excited. And I think probably Coach Capel saw that as well. And now that we're losing games, we're getting frustrated again. And I think the press conference was a reminder to let us know that he inherited a lot of crap, and we got to be patient. And eventually, this team's improving. They're showing lots of improvement from last year. They're going to get even better next year. I mean, yeah, it just sucks. It sucks to lose like they did against Florida State. And this game as well at home. Yeah, I don't know. But I know Senior Night's coming up, and I know they're going to be honoring Kenny Chukwuma. He was one of the guys from the Kevin Stallings class. I think he's pretty much the last guy left from that class because I don't know who else they have on the roster. I take that back. Terrell Brown is a I forget that he was a Stallings commit. So, yep, Terrell Brown and Kenny Chukwuma. But Chukwuma is he's a senior, so he'll be honored. But yeah, there was we had Terrell Brown and we had Aaron Thompson at one point. And obviously there was a lot of optimism towards Terrell Brown. I mean, he's shown some here and there. But things will get better. They usually always do. And I think things will get a lot better here for Pitt. The Pitt women's side, not so much. I mean, Pitt right now, Pitt women... Ooh, this has just been an overall bad season for them. And, they're going to honor, they had their senior night where they had, Yessine Diop. I guess she was there at Pitt and she transferred. Asia Bug, she's battling a lot of health issues, mainly with blood clots. they honored that, those two ladies today. And it just sucks to see them be sent out like the way they are. I mean, this has been a hot garbage season for Pitt women. I mean, there's been a lot of games where they've lost by single-digit scores. But they're wearing down, and it just, you just hope things get better. I think they will. You just got to let Lance White build and continue to build. I mean, he's bringing in some players. So we just got to be patient with this whole thing. Now, as far as around the whole world is gone, I've been, you know, lately I've been watching XFL, and it's gotten better every week. I think the teams actually are starting to show some improvement. I think Tampa Bay changing their quarterback was a big thing. Obviously, you're seeing improvement with the Dallas Renegades. I mean, Landry Jones has really started to pick up. St. Louis got their football back, and you know, there's a little interest. I mean, there's some people that are still bashing the XFL because, you know, well, you know, the combine is going to do a lot better and blah, 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 blah. You know, same garbage as usual. So you'll always, you know, the XFL will always have its detractors, people who just don't want to give it a chance because it's, you know, it's bad. A lot of people like it, and they think it's good football, and I enjoy it. I mean, I think having additional football is good. I mean, as long as the, you know, I don't think they're trying to compete with the NFL Combine. I mean, although to be honest with you, if I'm watching, if I had a choice between the Combine and probably the XFL, I'm probably watching XFL. If I had a choice between, I guess, I don't know, watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and NFL Combine, I'm probably going to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I'm not going to spend my whole entire Saturday watching a freaking Combine. I'm sorry. I'd rather just go. I mean, why watch it? Spend your whole day watching. We can just go on freaking Twitter and somebody's posting a workout video. Look at this guy running. Look at this little passing drill this guy did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to spend my time watching it. I mean, I understand if you're a local, you know, if you're a local media person in Pittsburgh where you have to blow the Steelers and, of course, show your fandom for everybody because, you know, that's what people like. I can understand why you would show your passion as to why you would want to watch, you know, the Combine. I'm going to watch the Combine. But let's be honest, the same person is probably saying they'd rather watch the Combine probably isn't going to be watching the Combine either. They're going to be doing whatever. It's like, oh, I'm watching the Combine. Yeah, you know, I'm watching this other than the XFL. You know, I need to see what guys are going to help the Steelers. Well, here's a chance. There's probably a good chance all the players you see in the Combine probably could help the Steelers, but the Steelers can only draft a certain few of them. And, of course, Big Ben obviously has a video has surfaced of him throwing a football. I guess the Steelers posted, as you saw, of him throwing a football. I saw him throw it, and I'm like, Ben looks like some guy at a picnic in South Park. You know, where they got the horseshoes set up, and he's just picking up the pigskin because, you know, he hasn't thrown it since high school, and, oh, got to throw it for the kids, and haven't thrown in a while, you know, and get the horseshoes ready. I'm going to go grab my beer. I mean, that's what he looks like right now. I mean, he just, I don't know. Ooh, yeah. I don't know, guys. Forget it, you know? That's all I can say. It sucks. But I'm sure, you know, there's other things happening. Spring training is here, and of course, baseball's underway. Jose Altuve got hit by a pitch yesterday, so the Astros hate tour begins. I know the Astros fans are embracing this whole bad boy thing, but I think that Astros are trying to prevent the whole bad boy. I don't think they want the bad boy persona because all it's going to do is get them hit by pitches. But some of the stuff I'm seeing on Twitter made me laugh. I mean, People are saying they need to be hit every game. Well, here's the thing. If you hit the Astros with pitches every game, you're giving them a free freaking base. And then you got some people that want to boycott. No, they want to hurt the Astros' revenue. They want to sit up. They want to forfeit the game, and give the and so it hurts the Astros' revenue. Okay, so you're gonna Astros got 81 home games, so you're gonna give the Astros 81 free wins because you're pissed off at what happened three years ago. It makes no. Some of this stuff makes no sense. I mean, some of these takes are just ridiculous. If you want to hit the Astros, go ahead. You're just going to give them a free base every time. That's what you're doing, is give them a free base. It's stupid. I don't know. There's just not much else to talk about, guys. I mean, if you're Pens fans, they made some trades, and I saw how excited you guys are. I hope good things work out for you guys in the playoffs. I'll be following it because I have ESPN Plus now, and I can watch some of the playoff games a lot more. So I'll definitely be checking out some Penguins playoff games because I haven't really done that a whole lot in the recent years. I mean, if they're on television, I catch them, but it'll be cool to see that. Oh, well, guys, I have nothing else to add because I'm just rambling about random stuff. Hello, Pitt. Talk to you later, guys.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.